June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, and Alec Medford rocking with you today. Don't forget, tomorrow, the Firehouse Tour stops in Arlington. Sean and RJ are going to be at Firehouse number 1, 401 West Main Street in Arlington. They're going to be giving away a one-of-a-kind fan Firehouse bucket hat while supplies last, so I would get up there early and be ready to party with them. Also, free Whataburger breakfast.
I love Whataburger.
I think Whataburger has maybe my favorite breakfast food at a fast food place.
I got a question. Okay. Whataburger? Is there what? Because the Pico de Gallo burger is amazing.
Yes.
All right. Tolos have been texting in since we talked about it. Is there a way to get Pico de Gallo burger toppings on a breakfast taquito?
It's only a matter of time.
I'll out taquito somebody. Like, I'll out Whataburger taquito somebody.
Oh. Ooh. So, like, we won't get out Cowboys or Rangers. Uh-uh. Whataburger won't get out taquitoed.
Yeah. And that's so.
That's a winning strategy in Texas.
Asking. I know we have, as Alex said yesterday, we have friends at Whataburger. That's our biggest flex. I feel like I need to know this now.
Okay. All right. Okay. I like it. Hey, there'll probably be somebody from Whataburger there tomorrow morning. You're looking for somebody to get the idea moving, maybe take partial credit for it. You can make it happen. Tomorrow, Arlington, Firehouse 1, Sean and RJ. All right. Now, let's shift to the NBA Finals and the College World Series. And the reason why I've paired these two together when they don't normally seem like they would go together is there were amazing performances in both, both positive and negative. Do you want to start with the NBA Finals or do you want to start with the College World Series?
Oh, let's go with the College World Series because there was something fun going on there, man.
All right, go ahead and give me cut number one. This is Gage Wood on the cusp of having just the third no-hitter in College World Series history. Keep this in mind. The other two happened in 1950 and 1960. So, like, it has not been a generation. It has been generations since you had seen anything like this.
The 1-2. Yes, right into the mess! Greatness from Gage! A no-hitter!
Did you see him afterwards, too? He was showing the Arkansas on his chest and everything.
I'm glad that you said that. So, immediately, he's fired up. But he does exactly what Corey said. He pointed out Arkansas because, I mean, I get it. That you're pumped about, like, you just threw a no-hitter in the College World Series. That will be remembered forever. But also super important, you kept your team rocking and rolling in the College World Series because they had lost their first game against LSU, so you needed to win this game to keep going in the College World Series. So he's also excited, like, for the team is going to keep going in the College World Series.
What I thought was fascinating, because in this game, there was a little controversy. In the game, he had hit one guy in the foot earlier in the game. And then late in the game, he hit a guy in the elbow. And it was Dom Decker that he hit in the foot. And then he hit a guy in the elbow. That dude did not move.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to at least act like you're getting out of the way. And he did not even try. So they said, you're out, buddy. This dude would have had a perfect game. A perfect game had he just done the, like, not hit that one guy.
You're going to love it.
That one guy.
Even that, he was humble about. Let's go to cut number two. Is Wood upset about how that went down?
You just threw the third no-hitter in the history of this event. How do you describe your emotions?
I shouldn't have hit the guy. That's it. That's all I got to say.
I love it.
That's
I love it.
That's all I got to say, Corey.
You know what? It wasn't perfection, and that's what he was aiming for. I mean, he had an amazing game. Did you say the part about the 19 strikeouts?
No. Yeah. What did it, you know what? How absurd is your performance when that's like not
side
the
story.
First headline? Yeah, and that is incredible as well.
19 strikeouts. Alec, just to put that in perspective, Max Scherzer and Nolan Ryan are the only major league pitchers to reach 17 strikeouts in a no-hitter. And he pitched,
wow.
He had 19 strikeouts in this no-hitter. Now, obviously the competition isn't the same level.
You.
But Kevin, I was watching that game yesterday because before Broaddus came in here, Broaddus was like, I really would like Arkansas to be out of here because Murray State, not that I necessarily want to play them, but Arkansas gives us fits. But watching that game yesterday, I don't know if y'all remember, I was like, oh my God, I said a lot of cuss words. I was like, that was nasty.
Yeah.
He threw a pitch that the Murray State player whiffed on so badly, and it looked like it went from his head to his toe.
Right.
This kid was, some days you're just on, and he was absolutely on yesterday.
From the 314, my son was a freshman at Arkansas this year and worked on the grounds crew at the baseball field. He was pumped yesterday, as you should be. Like, what an amazing accomplishment across the board.
119 pitches, though. Does that... In the college world, like, is he going to pitch again? Or are you going to be like, man, I got to give him some rest for his arm?
Yeah, no, I think he would definitely pitch again, but only if they made it to the final series. Like, if they make it through, and it was tough because they lost their first game against LSU. If they make it through to the final series, which is best 2 or 3, he'll pitch again for sure.
I just saw this line. Do you mind if I read it real
quick? Go ahead.
Pitching coach Matt Hobbs, who reassured Wood during his rehab that he would be back to help the team win ball games this year, said Monday that with the season on the line in an elimination game, there was, quote, never a discussion about who was going to start. However, Hobbs did attempt to have a discussion with Wood in the 8th inning about how he was doing and whether he could go on.
Yeah.
Quote, he looked like he was about to kill me. I just walked away. Look, don't you love when your coach is like, no, he's got the fire. We're good, guys. Don't worry about it.
Now, that's only part of the excitement at the College World Series. Also, what I know you need to know, the update on the Jell-O Shot Challenge leaderboard.
I'm sorry. This is actually really fun, though.
So every year they do this, and it's freaking genius. $5 Jell-O Shot. And you register it for your team at the College World Series. And there is a certain level of pride or whatever you want to call it for winning the Jell-O Shot Challenge. Here are your options. You tell me, maybe you already know, you tell me who you think theoretically should be winning this thing. So Oregon State, Coastal Carolina, Arizona, UCLA, Louisville, LSU, Arkansas, and Murray State. Those are the College World Series competitors. I know two of them have already been eliminated. But who do you think theoretically should be leading the competition?
I feel like it's always should be LSU. They just drink the most because of Bourbon Street. That's the only reason I think that.
Okay.
But that's where I am right now.
Alec, what do you think about LSU being the leader?
My brain says LSU, but my heart says Murray State. I want it to be them. I don't know why.
All right. Murray State is second.
Ooh.
With about 7,300.
That's a lot.
It is. But then there's LSU. They lead the way with 17,746 Jell-O shots swallowed.
At Rocco's?
Yeah. So think about this. Yeah, and that's just at the one place.
Can you imagine having to make that many Jell-O shots all the time?
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine trying to, you know, shut the cash register because there's so much money in there. Think about this.
$5 is too much for a Jello shot.
Kevin. Exactly.
Way too much.
Are you going to do? It's the same thing like if you ever went to Pete's Piano Bar back in the day and they're like, hey, if you drop the right amount of money in here, I'll play your theme song. And they're like, oh, my team's winning. And like you get sucked into the excitement of that. They have sold more than 42,000 Jello shots, which means already $210,000 in Jello shot money.
I'm going to say the profit on that is $4.75.
Holy crap.
So like I really think it to make a pitcher,
it's amazing.
Of Jello shots, I think you might even just use about half of a Jello packet.
Yeah.
And those Jello packets are already like 16 cents a piece. If you ever buy a Jello, it's the cheapest crap ever.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's not crap, it's awesome. But you go to the store and you're like, pudding, Jello pudding? Dude, you can make 10 gallons of that for $8. That's actually way too much.
No, but $3. I understand your point.
Cents.
I understand your point about the cheapness of the Jello shot.
I walked you through the bar. I've walked Kevin through the bar before and how much like a bottle of vodka that you get for $3 in the well, and now you're charging $3 per drink.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, hold on. How many drinks are in that? And you're like, well, there's about 20, 40 drinks in there. And you start doing the math.
The profit margin of a bar is epically fascinating.
Yet somehow bars lose money all the time because bartenders are giving away drinks all the time.
Ooh, okay. That's good information to know. Look, but you're in a position now. You can give away, I don't know, 10.
Yes.
You can give away 1,000 Jello shots and they're like, that's fine.
Give away a human.
Yeah. Well,
Don't do that.
Yeah.
You
do not have the right to do that either.
Too much caffeine.
All right. So let's go. You're having a Halliburton right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to cut number three because it was rough for Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers as a whole yesterday.
Getting some very important minutes right now. Nimhard. Stolen. Wallace with the steal. And throws it down. Kaysom Wallace with a bucket.
So Tyrese Halliburton loses the ball right there in the first half. 16 minutes, 0 points. His first scoreless first half in his playoff career. Now, obviously, I know that there were injury concerns that had him bouncing on and off the court. But at the end of the day, he had 4 points. All of them came at the free throw line. He made no field goals in the game. That, obviously, a huge part of why they didn't win. And I think that's the knock against Halliburton when it comes to superstardom. Is he'll disappear in a game. I kind of feel the same way about him as I do about Mikko Rantanen. Is he'll do something that you're like, how is that person not one of the best four players in the league?
Right.
And then in the next game, you'll forget that he essentially exists on the court or the ice. And I think that's one of the knocks against Tyrese Halliburton. I have no doubt that his high is just about as good as it gets in the NBA. And I know injury concerns yesterday, but let's not pretend like this has been even the first NBA Finals game where he's just kind of disappeared. And that's one of the issues for some people when it comes to accepting him as superstardom. Now, if he comes back healthy or not and wins the next two games, I think that will erase a lot of those narratives. But right now, it looks tough, even though it's just 3-2. It is just 3-2. It feels like Thursday is going to be a coronation for Oklahoma City.
Yeah. How much of last night do you chalk up to him not being in it versus Oklahoma City taking him out of it?
They did
a wonderful job last night.
I do think it's mostly the second one. I was talking with somebody yesterday about fundamental basketball, and I was like, well, then you should be all over this series. Like, both of these teams can play excellent defense. I know. Look,
they're not going to just roll it out there and kind of fly around.
Kind of Oklahoma City's defense at times can be absolutely devastating, and I think you've seen that throughout this series.
They're too long.
Yes.
They're too fast.
Yes.
Too athletic. Even Chet.
Too aggressive in a good way. Because you really can be too aggressive.
22
defensively.
Turnovers.
Yes.
They had 25 in game one, 22 last night. That's how you're going to lose. And Kevin, I am a big fan of Jalen Williams' game.
And I'm glad that you brought him up because that's the opposite end of the spectrum. So we said,
I'm not supposed to like Oklahoma City either, but I do like him.
Just wait until the C block. Alec, let me tell you, C block today is It's going to be some more damning evidence that Corey Majors presents himself. All right. But for now,
I'm scared.
Let's stick with Jalen Williams. Jalen Williams, we talked about yesterday.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensTclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How effective off the pick and roll him and SGA has been. And Jalen Williams has been building up for years. And so whenever you talk about the value of a draft pick, I just want to point out that Jalen Williams was the number 12 pick in that draft. So whenever people try to say, well, you know, there's only four good players in this draft, you see that proven wrong time and time again. And Jalen Williams is somebody who has built throughout his career, and man, oh man, is he looking tremendous in this series. He's the reason they won last night.
Yeah, he bullied some people. He had finesse moves. He had everything. There were times when he'd just lower his shoulder and get to wherever he wanted on the court and then make space for himself to make shots. And then defensively, he was fantastic as well. He has a very well-rounded game that, if he wasn't on the team with SGA, would he be the star of the team? Or would he, is he just a great number two for anybody else out there?
See, I want to say right now, he would be the best player on a bad team.
Okay.
But I don't want to slot him at that forever, because I think he made a huge jump from year one to year two.
Yes.
And now what you've seen, what he's done in the playoffs, he has clearly made a jump in year three now. So I don't want to slot him at that forever. We'll see. Right now, I would say he'd be the best player on a bad team. And he's on the cusp of proving he can be the second best player on a championship team. One win away. So his rise up in the world has been absolutely phenomenal. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus watch your mouths next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, giving you updates on the NBA Finals. We'll talk about the Stanley Cup Final probably a little bit later, the College World Series, and of course, the MLB Draft Combine is going on right now. Your Texas Rangers will have pick number 12 in the MLB Draft. Of course, the terrible Colorado Rockies will have pick number 4. And then, as you remember, they will not get to pick in the top 10, I'll say, ever again.
I just saw a seagull fly by our window. Where's the sea around here?
Excuse me?
Do seagulls just exist all over the place?
Alec, I think his question is, can seagulls only be by the sea?
I once saw a seagull.
Thank you, Reggie. It's always good to have Reggie on the show.
Man.
And good to have him around today. Thank you.
It's amazing how some of these drops come in handy. That man who played that drop is Alec Medford. And right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Never thought I was going to play that drop again. It's time.
But it was perfect.
For AM great. On the FM. I instantly thought of that when Corey just randomly says, I saw a seagull fly by. I'm like, you know who else saw a seagull? Mr. Atitula saw one once.
Because didn't you think he was going to say at the MLB draft combine? Yeah. I really did.
I'm like, where is this going? But he had a golden retriever moment, which we all do.
Sure.
You know, it's a Tuesday. You know, it's a toxic Tuesday, as some people would call it here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. The Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer the question of the day. Plus, America, you are very dirty. Oh. We're going to get to that in just a little bit. A really interesting, a really specific study put on by CNN about vulgar language used by different countries that I want to get to that.
Did it feel like it kind of had a liberal slant to it, though? I'm just kidding, Alec.
You know, this one, it felt very patriotic because Americans, they say what they want whenever they want. A lot more than other countries. We will get to that in just a little bit, but we make the return back to the National Day calendar, gentlemen. Today is June 17th, 2025. So you know what that means. Of course, you know what today is.
Tuesday.
It is Tuesday, but it's also National Mascot Day.
Oh, I did not know that.
It is National Mascot Day. So I want you to give me your favorite mascot of all time in the world of sports. 877-881-1053, Twitch and YouTube. Want to hear from you as well. And if you say it's the Stanford tree, I'm blocking you.
I don't know why.
That's the creepiest one out there.
Yeah.
But it was early in the process of watching the NCAA tournament. I thought the Richmond Spiders was awesome. Like when I was a little kid, I just thought that was so cool. Because you get your steady stream of Wildcats, Panthers, Eagles, everything like that. But Spiders. I was like, ooh, I like that. That's different.
It's the Sudbury Blueberry Bulldogs. That's the best one.
Wait, so their mascot is the Blueberry Bulldogs?
So they were the Bulldogs, but then they got a sponsor, and it's the Sudbury Blueberry Company.
Okay.
And so the Sudbury is the city, Sudbury Blueberry Bulldogs.
Okay.
It's a fun name to say.
All right.
But that one's fake, Kevin.
Oh.
Because it's from a TV show that I love.
Is it the Wake Forest Demon Deacons?
Dude,
as
Demon
the
Deacons
person from the
awesome.
214 said.
Yeah. Crazy Ray was a great one.
Yeah, you know what? I promise we'll get to more answers. And I know this wasn't the official mascot for the Rangers.
I have the answer.
But I always thought that the coolest mascot in my heart was the guy who yelled "hot dogs" at the Rangers game.
Yes.
That was the Rangers mascot to me.
Which, by the way, Alec, when I was a child, that commercial would pop up of that guy. And my mom had the flu and she got up while sick and came and told my dad and I, who were throwing the baseball in the backyard, about that commercial. And because we would see that guy out the stadium too. And we were like, that's not a thing. It's not a commercial. And she was like, yes, it is. And we were like, you're very sick. You need hydration. And we didn't believe her for 2 months until finally we saw it. And she was like, see, I told y'all. She actually, I think she went and got a VHS and tried to record it so she could run it back and show us.
Wow. Okay.
Commitment to the bit is something I will always respect. I love that. And I do miss, I've got videos somewhere from high school going to the old ballpark, and there was the guy in the green shirt, the hot dog vendor that would go up and down. I think his primary area was the first baseline in the 100 level, and he would death metal scream hot dogs.
Oh.
And he was my favorite guy ever. I wouldn't even be hungry, and I would buy a hot dog off of him.
And that's a salesman right there.
Exactly. I wasn't even hungry, and I'm like, you know what? One glizzy just for the death metal scream. Why not? You know, it was an amazing commitment to the character and just the customer service out of this world. It's 105 degrees outside. I'm sweating in places I didn't know I could sweat. But he is making sure, even when we're down 14 runs to the, at the time, Oakland A's, we're having a good time. Guys, somebody is calling the hotline, so can you talk for me?
Absolutely talk for you.
Oh, man, that's exciting. Who do you think it is, Matt Hicks? He spent a lot of time in minor league baseball.
He's like, guys, you don't know about the sod poodles.
Yeah.
But I've always been a big fan of Miss Mett. It was about 2 or 3 years ago, Kevin, you were out, and there was a big thing about Miss Mett.
Yeah,
and
I remember.
Reggie was in with me, and we had a discussion about it, and we learned that Miss Mett was thicker than a bowl of oatmeal.
What?
Is what one person said in a message on Twitter, and that's when we were like, hold on, what's going on here? And then we found out.
Well, I got somebody on the D&M leasing hotline that wants to join the conversation from the G-Bag Nation. His name is Eric Chiafalo.
Oh!
Anytime you get a chance to call into the number one show in the midday in DFW, you have to capitalize on that, boys. Thank Everyone you. Knows that. I also have two words for you. Scrody the Nads. Hey, you guys have a great show, man. I'll be listening.
Was that like his, didn't he do the D's and P's segment in the morning one time? And yeah. Now he's trying to throw that into the mix.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I should not have looked that up.
What is it?
Oh, on the company computer, too.
This is great. That's a mascot?
It is the mascot for the Rhode Island School of Design. So the computer says. And I'm telling you, don't look it up. Because that costume is graphic. Like, it's not as cartoonish as you might think. I mean, it is, but it's too graphic. And where they have the person inside the suit's head popping out is questionable.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can confidently say that any conversation with Eric Chiafalo, I walk away knowing something I didn't know before.
Yeah.
And something that I probably don't need to know, but now I know it anyways. So thanks for that, Cheech.
Okay, back in October of 2024, I didn't even think about this. They're talking about having a documentary about this mascot, and they're the Nads. So you would chant, go Nads, go Nads.
There's an actual news story about that.
I believe you.
Somebody put time into that. Also, like the Rocket City Trash Pandas.
Yes.
I don't know why. Trash, like my kid's baseball team, he played against the Trash Pandas all the time. And I was like, that's the best one we have in this league.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Man, if we're going to go towards the obscene side of things, I remember one time I was hosting the night show with Reggie and we had Levi Weaver from The Athletic on. And I think we were previewing a Rangers-Astros series that was coming up. And he was like, hey, total sidebar because it's night radio. Whenever this segment ends, just go look up the Astros mascot riding on his whatever animal it is. Orbit riding on whatever the heck that animal is. And the first picture that came up had me crying in tears. And then there was a picture where they blurred out the animal. And it looks very provocative. Looks like Orbit has a side hustle.
Okay.
So that's all I'm going to say about that. I want you to go experience it yourself if you so desire. But thanks to Levi Weaver for that one. So that image is just ingrained in my head when I think of the Houston Astros. It's not even the hatred that comes to mind first anymore. It's just that picture.
Yeah.
And I hate it. I hate everything about it. But one of my favorite mascots, I have no affiliation to this minor league baseball affiliate. Don't care. I can't name.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a single player. I don't even know what their stadium is called, but the Montgomery Biscuits will always have a special place in my heart because biscuits rule.
Yeah.
Biscuits are awesome.
Yeah, biscuits are dope.
And Kevin's a huge fan of biscuits rolls, if you will.
Biscuits are delicious.
He made sure that they won.
Yeah, we don't have to.
Peace thon one year.
Hey, and the biscuit can exist on its own. Like, I know, you know, get it with some gravy, get it with some honey or whatever. But if you make that flaky biscuit just right, it can exist on its own just fine.
Oh, I've done that plenty of times when my dad will make breakfast in the morning on the weekend or something. I just drive by, grab a biscuit on the way to the gym. I'm like, there's my carbs. Yeah. There's my energy for the day. So keep those coming in, 877-881-1053. Your favorite mascots for Mascot Day here on June 17th, 2025. The Chesapeake Oyster Catchers. There you go.
Yeah, look that mascot up. Yeah.
Hey, have they done that change yet? Has John Oliver done that yet?
They picked the team, but I do not believe, and I just saw their latest episode, they have not announced the mascot and what all that's going to look like.
Okay, fine.
So a headline caught my attention from one CNN. Yes, politics, but not in this case. The headline says, quote, 201 ways to say F. What 1.7 billion words of online text shows about how the world swears.
Oh, my goodness.
So they did a study of more than 1.7 billion words of online language across 20 different English-speaking regions and found 597 forms of swear words used across online chatter on social media, blogs, this and that. It can be shorthand, like abbreviations and acronyms.
You can hear most of them on Fan After Dark.
Yeah, you could hear them in their true colors. But there's also the different variations of like putting a dollar sign instead of the letter S. They thought of every different workaround for swear words. And what they found is, quote, vulgar words, aka profanity, accounted for 0.036% of all words used online from the United States. Those numbers steeply drop off for the second and third place countries. Great Britain at 0.025% and Australia at 0.022%, which means that the USA is number one at using profanity online. And I think that as a country, as a collective whole, we should take the win where we can get it. We have the dirtiest mouths or thumbs.
But still, it seems like we don't use a lot of bad words online.
Because you thought it was going to be like 4% or something.
Yeah, or 12 or 20.
I counted it too.
Yeah.
But that number was lower than I thought it would
be.
There
are a lot of words.
That's exactly. 1.7 billion to be exact.
Yeah. And so with all those words, you know, to make statements, and there are a lot of people that cuss daily.
Yeah.
Minutely, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But will not put a cuss word on Twitter or social media.
Ooh, okay.
Like I very rarely will just put, I usually do end up putting like a, you know, hashtag and, you know, exclamation point or whatever in place of it whenever I say the S word.
Okay.
Or the F word.
Mm-hmm.
Or the B word.
I get it.
Or the A word.
I think we get the idea.
Just say every letter.
Yeah. So, but usually I will do that, but because I'm afraid to put the S word or the F word or the B word or the A word on there or the C word.
Stop saying that.
Because I don't want Odyssey to be like, look at this guy cussing online. You know, I want them to be like, oh man, look at this one. This is proud community citizen right here.
And I think my favorite nugget from this real quick too, is that number four in the world for English profanity use online was Singapore. Yet English is not one of their national languages.
Okay.
So it's actually Chinese is one of their leading languages, but even though not an official language of the country, English profanity is very strong in Singapore, number four in the world.
Who knew? I guess Alec knew. Now we're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Which team can join Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore as an elite AFC squad? Next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip!
Dip and rip it.
And I'm going to start with this question. Do we all accept that when you look at the AFC hierarchy, it feels like in whatever order you want, Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore. Those are the three teams at the top of the AFC.
Yes.
Okay. So my next question for you then is, which team this year do you think would be most likely to join them as an elite? Like, if you had to AFC? Pick one in the AFC.
This is... The Steelers last year won 10 games with Russell Wilson and somebody.
Yeah.
They won 10 games last year. And I'm not saying it's Aaron amazing. Rodgers is a savior, but he's good enough to win games with that team. And because the team is good at football. So I think I would probably put them in the mix. Although the Chargers had a really good year last year.
So the two that I thought of, I think, are both in the West.
Okay. The Broncos and the Chargers?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm hopeful that the Broncos take that next step. I like Sean Payton. Some people don't. I do. I think very highly of him. And I was kind of on the Bo Nix train a little early. So I was pretty excited about that. I'm a little concerned that they might have a dip down, but their defense did get better too. So, yeah, man, I could definitely see that. It's interesting that we had the Texans as the next. They were the third team at one point last year before the season, and they couldn't block for them. The Bengals have now dipped out of this conversation almost altogether.
And that is fascinating because I would listen to arguments about the Bengals and the Texans because, as Corey just eloquently put it, as he often does, it looked like, well, I mean, the Bengals wouldn't necessarily be a breakthrough because they've been there, but they would be a break back. Whereas,
comeback player of the year.
Yeah. Whereas
you stunk before instead of being injured, you stunk.
They said you're not supposed to do that anymore. but yeah, so like I could see that if the Texans can figure out how to block and CJ Stroud gets back into rookie mode because he had plenty of his own struggles outside of just the blocking last year. I could see that. Alec, is there a team or two that stands out to you?
I just named all the teams.
So. Yeah, that's rough.
I'm going with the Jets.
Yeah. I'm going to list off all 16 in the AFC.
I had a dream that the Patriots won the Super Bowl with Drake May this year.
This year?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What kind of odds? I need to look that up.
Yeah, that might be a sign from something bigger than you saying, get some money on that.
Yeah.
Because that's a random dream to have.
Buy some more rookie cards.
Exactly. Yeah, just feast on Drake May rookie cards. Please. I'd say Chargers because I think they have the most competent coaching staff on top of the most competent front office in that group of on the edge teams, because with the Bengals, they have all the talent in the world, but some of that talent doesn't want to play for them and their front office doesn't want them
they're
to
working
play
on
either.
That kind of
allegedly they're trying to work on that. Shamar Stewart, I don't know what the heck is going on there. Trey Hendrickson, it's just like the weather each day. It changes with each day. I don't know what's going on, but the Chargers, it seems like each offseason, the past two off seasons now, they've only gotten better. They've gotten a better head coach. They've gotten a better GM. They've gotten better weapons around Justin Herbert, finally, because instead of some old veteran receivers that play six games a year, they've actually got some guys. They've got a really good running back now. I think they've got what it takes.
Do you think then, with all that in mind, talent improvement, they've got what it takes, do you think we could finish out this season by saying, oh, maybe Herbert's just not that dude? Look, I've talked about this. This is nothing against him personally, but I think he's got a bigger pass for somebody who's never accomplished anything in professional football than just about anyone I can think of.
You could absolutely see that happen. You know, because it's been long enough. He's been in the league long enough. It's kind of like the conversation about Dak Prescott, where after a few years, maybe what, like 2022 is where you kind of start to get tired of the whole, okay, but the weapons. It's like, well, Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Well, Michael Gallup in his prime, CeeDee Lamb in his prime. You know, with Justin Herbert, I'm already at that point where I'm like, what else does he need? Because they've given him everything. This will be the real barometer for what he can do in the league.
Justin Herbert, Kevin, is still kind of a... They put everything on him.
Yeah, and he could still be great. Like, he could.
And Patrick Mahomes... Do we just think Patrick Mahomes was the only thing to that? Or do we go, man, he always had Travis Kelce too.
Yeah.
And that was a great benefit to him and Andy Reid. And Herbert has had a bunch of different play callers.
Yeah. Is this his most complete team then?
No real consistent weapons, I guess, other than Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
He had a great relationship with him. I think this might be, but I'm not sitting here trying to make excuses for him. I'm just trying to figure out what exactly he has been a failure with him. And that is, in big moments, he hasn't risen like Mahomes did or some of the other greater quarterbacks.
Now, there's a bit of confusion on the front when it comes to buying football tickets in Ireland. Nobody wants to see a football game more than people in Ireland, because somebody sent Pro Football Talk a screenshot that said they were 639,000 prospective buyers ahead of them in the queue. All right.
My gosh.
At that point,
there are that many people in Ireland?
I feel like...
I don't know the population of Ireland, so this is just like a...
If you had to guess.
I just felt after the potato thing.
Now, that was like 150, 200 years ago. If you had to guess, what do you think the population of Ireland is?
I keep looking at the redheads in there to ask about Ireland stuff. I have no clue.
Hey!
I don't know.
I just put two and two together. That's wrong.
Carter's just sitting
potato
back there going,
cart, like, because you're expecting that. You're expecting them to come up and go, potato cart, sir. All right. The population of Ireland is $5.23 million.
Okay.
I'm sorry. People. This is y'all's fault. 5.23 million people.
All right.
I would assume if you're going to a singular event and there's 639,000 people in front of you in the line, you should probably leave.
But what if they get there and they're like, oh, that price is too much. And then you're like, oh, sweet, they didn't buy a ticket.
Okay.
Now you got 300,000 people that didn't buy a ticket.
Okay, well, guess what?
See Taylor
that
Swift.
Still leaves more than 300,000. You're not going to get in. You need like 90% at least of those people to drop out.
Valid.
And then
only 7% of Irish people have ever been in a stadium
okay,
to watch a football game.
I've heard that quote a million times, Jerry. I would be willing to guess it's lower than that for people who live in Ireland. But to be fair, I don't know. I take you to the Irish Times.
Gotcha.
Who had a quote from the Ticketmaster website saying there are still tickets available and that your place in the queue is secure, but your wait might be more than an hour. Now, this feels like a basic disconnect. It's the stadium, I don't know the exact number, but it doesn't hold more than 100,000. I don't know, and I was going to make a smart-ass remark that was not going to be helpful. It doesn't hold more than 100,000 people. So if you're told you're going to have to wait more than an hour, but your tickets are available and secure, and you see your number 639,000, something there does not compute.
I'm looking it up.
Okay.
82,300 okay. people.
So,
but if you put up those rickety-ass stands like Russia did during the World Cup, then yeah, you can get more people.
I think the lesson we learned from that was we should never do that again. All right, let's talk about Solomon Thomas. He made his Broadway debut in MJ the Musical. Not going to lie, really thought that was about Michael Jordan. Is
it Michael Jackson?
It about Michael Jackson.
How would you do a Michael Jordan musical? I believe.
Yeah, well, I guess you can't. Well, okay. Hold on. No. Hold on.
Today.
How come you couldn't do that, but you can put on
Ballad.
Michael Jackson the musical? Yeah. He did way worse stuff than R. Kelly did.
But Kevin.
It's all terrible.
But his
though.
Music was so great.
That's
it.
Look, whenever we talk about Jimmy Johnson, like taking some scrub player and being like, you go on the asthma field. Michael Jackson's music was so great that he's on Broadway and there's a Cirque du Soleil about him, even though he did horrible things to children.
And his music is still played on radios.
Yes. It is quite amazing.
And you know what? I kind of turn it up every time I hear it because it's still good music.
Okay. What do you think about... I don't really know if I want to ask you any more questions. I'm concerned about your answers today.
Oh, because of the Ireland thing?
Yes. We're the KNC Masterpiece. I'm going to use my judgment right here and go to break instead. Coming up next, are the Rangers bats back next right here on The Fan?
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.